Hey guys, I'm back, and this is Diary of a Wanting Girl. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's been so long since I last recorded. I think I tried to record a month ago, but I couldn't because my microphone wasn't working. I want to invest in one of those tiny little microphones, but I just never get around to it because I try to save my money any way I can. Okay, little recap. So last episode, I think it was Galentine's. Jeez, that was 2 months ago. So status update. We had spring break. That was fun. I stayed where I'm at. I live in Fort Lauderdale, so this is pretty a touristy place. And it's really popular, and there was a lot of people around here for spring break. But I didn't mind it because I'm not one of those people who mind crowds. Like, you know, obviously there's bound to be a ton of people where I am. And you just, like, shouldn't mind it. You should just stay in your lane, kind of. Like, don't get annoyed. Okay. So I went to the beach a lot. I hung out with my friends. Yeah. We had a sleepover and that was fun. You know, no drama, nothing big. I did not get a spring fling. I was kind of planning on it, but whatever. It wouldn't work out, and you're not gonna go searching for something. Just let it come to you, you know? Anyways, so right now, this is April. We got 2 months left of school. What? You know, I'm just trying to live in the moment, not really focusing on what I'm gonna do this summer. I'm just gonna like hang out, have fun. I'm supposed to travel a lot for lacrosse. We'll see how that is. So high school season was fun. Not as fun as travel, I don't think, just because, you know, travel, I feel like you're more of a group, and then high school season, I feel like it's more spread out where there's little groups in the group. It's hard to explain, but all around, travel is just more fun. Not saying the high school season was bad, it's just I was not expecting that. You know, maybe it's gonna be different next year, obviously, since I would still be on JV, but I would be on the older side. So, I mean, obviously I wish to be on varsity, but I don't think it's gonna happen just because I'm a goalie, and you know, there's always need for a goalie. Anyways, so we got our ACT scores back, did good on that. I can't believe how good I am at languages. Like, not languages, you know, like, I mean, I take college level Spanish, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to brag. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like Hispanic anyways. My dad's from Chile, so I'm bound to be good at Spanish. I just can't believe my dad never taught me Spanish. Like, what's the point of that? Anyways, it's not like I even look Hispanic. I always just claim to be white. It's whatever. Anyways, so I'm like really good at language arts and reading, guys. And it's weird because I don't even read. Like, I read for my class, but other than that, I try to read outside of school, obviously. I just never get around to it. It's not that it's boring, because it's not boring. It's just, I never stay focused on it. I'd rather just listen to music to calm myself. I don't know. Also, I've been on a YouTube kick. I want to become a YouTuber, but it's just hard to get followers, you know? It's easy to get followers on TikTok. I realize that. You could literally get followers for just standing still. Like, honestly, you don't even have to be talented. You don't even have to be talented. Not why I'm saying that, but I really do want to become a YouTuber. You know Sadie Crowell, is that her name? I love her. I don't care if I don't know her last name. I still love her. She only has 1 million followers. Obviously, that's a lot. I'm talking about on YouTube. It's just like, it's so hard to get subscribers. I feel like it's easier to get and be an influencer on like Instagram and TikTok. Also, I've been on a podcast kick lately where I'm listening to Trisha Paytas. And her podcast, oh my goodness. I don't even know who these influencers are that she's gossiping about. Obviously, I know JoJo Siwa. JoJo Siwa's a little crazy, guys. Literally. But I feel like it's all for clout. I feel like nobody's that crazy, you know? Nobody steals another person's song, claims it as their own on purpose. But the thing is, she's probably getting a lot of money off of this. Like, off of bad publicity, sure, but if you want the money, it's there. It's a given. Not saying that's how you should get it, you know. Don't do stuff. Don't, like, ruin your reputation just for money. Anyways, so, yeah. This school year, it's flying by. It was flying by so fast. I can't believe freshman year is supposed to be your longest year. I made, like, so many connections. I'm also really bad with names, so I don't remember all of them. But, yeah. And we just had our dance concert. So, it's our last dance. Probably my last dance concert ever. Just because I don't plan on taking it again. I wish I got put in dance when I was younger. I just never have. So I probably will do basketball cheer again. I'm not gonna do football cheer just because I feel like the whole cheer concept is kind of stupid, whereas you're just cheering for guys. But if you want to do it, you do you. It's just not for me, you know. Anyways, so we had our dance concert. Our theme was musical themes. I like Hamilton. We did Six and Teen Beach Movie. I like Teen Beach Movie, but I'm not, like, obsessed with it. So, it was whatever. It was still fun, though. And I'm gonna be sad because I love the people in my class. Well, not all of them, because apparently I have ops in that class. Just because some of them are so judgy. Some of them are, like, really funny and nice, but some of them are, like, so judgy and, like, not fun. But, like, it was really fun. The whole dance class is really fun. Sorry, hold on. The whole class is really fun in general, but it's just like, if you're not serious about dance, don't do something that you're not gonna enjoy doing, you know? Even though it's gonna be fun, but like, it's not gonna be what you wanna do if you're not interested in dance. And I was interested in dance. It's just, I don't know if I'm, you know, like, good enough for that. I really thought I was, but I'm not flexible enough and I'm not gonna pay myself, you know? There's other stuff for me. Like, I could honestly write a book, honestly. Not like a biography, obviously, but like, with my language art skills, I feel like I could, and that could be my talent. But regardless, this year was pretty fun. It's just next year is gonna be so much more different because I'm gonna have different people in my class. I'm gonna definitely do homecoming differently, you know. Maybe I'll try to get a date, I don't know. Prom is coming up. I loved seeing all the prom dresses on TikTok. I saw one that was like yellow and it was simple, sure, but it reminded me of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And it was, I love that movie, okay. The Easter brunch dresses, I don't love, you know, I just feel like I want to feel like a princess. If you feel like a princess in that dress, like, you do you. It's just, I would love to feel like a princess when I have prom. So I want to wear something sparkly. You know, quinceañera dresses? Those are so gorgeous. You know, I actually had the option to do a quince. I just feel like I would rather do sweet 16, you know? Plus, it's not like I knew many people when I was turning 15. I'm going to know way more people for my sweet 16. So it's going to be so much more different. But the whole quince, I want to get invited to one so bad. You don't understand. Like, I just feel like it would be so fun. Because I've never been to a birthday party other than, like, sleepovers that are, like, so late and so party, you know? That's like a homecoming. I think it would be so fun. Plus, I'm, like, a really party person. Like, I love dancing. You know, every time I go to a dance, and usually nobody's dancing because people are just, like, too embarrassed, which... if you don't like dancing, obviously I get it, or if you're like insecure, but I just love it. Like, literally if nobody's dancing, I'll literally get on the dance floor with my friends and I would just have a good time then. Also, guys, I broke my AirPods. Why do they break so easily? And I got these new, I didn't get AirPods, I got these Soundcore PI 3. I don't even know, but it actually works, okay? They're kind of better than AirPods, honestly. It costs $70 less, And I'm trying to save my money any way I can. Guys, I just bought setting powder this weekend and I already got it stolen for our dance concert. Someone stole it. Whatever. I'm not the type to rage. All my friends say this. Like, when I get mad, and I barely get mad, when I get mad, you can't even tell. You can tell when I'm annoyed, but when I'm angry, nobody would notice, which is how I like it, because I feel like you get more enemies and stuff when they know that you're mad, you know? I rather just have a nonchalant face. Some people don't. Some people are dramatic. Me, meh. I don't know. I'm not really dramatic. That's the thing. If I'm dramatic, it's because I try to be funny with it. Like, that's my way of being funny. And I think I am funny, guys. Like, my guy friends will tell you that I'm not, obviously, because they're ops. But my friends that are girls say that I'm funny. So, whatever. Also, we were talking about comedians. And, like, honestly, there are some girls who are, like, not really funny. Like, Saturday Night Live girls. Those girls are not that funny. I don't understand how they get the job. I would love to be on SNL. I'd be amazing, honestly. Not to, like, rip on them, but, yeah. The Saturday Night Live guys are funny, though. Like, I don't even know how to like, make that sound okay. It sounds like pick me, sure. But, guys, I'm not pick me, I swear. Plus, my male audience, there's, like, barely anybody watching this that's a male. So, whatever. Anyways, so back to pick me's and stuff. I don't really, like, there's not many pick me's that I know at my school. Well, I wouldn't like comment on anybody being a pick me unless if they're doing it to like a girl. If they're like being pick me on their own with guys, not bashing any girls, I'll literally mind my own business. Like, I don't care. But once you start like commenting on a girl's, like what girls look like to guys, I just feel like it's a whole different level pick me, and that's when I would like not be okay with it. Like, I would set like ground rules. But I don't really have any ops that like would comment on my appearance. I can't. Also, guys, with middle school, my middle schoolers who are watching this, like my friends, when people, you know, people calling you ugly, guys, I got called ugly in middle school all the time, only from guys. And I don't really understand, like, all my friends, when I tell my friends that now, they're like, what? People called you ugly? And I'm like, yeah. So, and my friend who's like gorgeous, she got called ugly too by guys. And usually they're like really ugly guys. So anybody who calls you ugly, just brush it off. Like, it doesn't even matter. What people think of you in middle school did not matter at all, guys. Okay, I always tell this to my middle school friends. Obviously, try to get good grades, but it's not worth stressing over. It's not worth crying over or like having your mental health lower over, because honestly, a high school, that's like the big step. And in the high school is so much more different, guys. If you didn't fit in middle school, I fit in, but I was like everywhere, okay? I was different every single year. And high school, you're gonna find your place, okay? You're gonna find your people. Also, like, judging. So I'm kind of a judgy person, but only, it's not like, not on the cover. Like, I'll have to know you and then I would judge you, you know? And I'm a judgy person where it comes to personality, because there are some people who, like, let's say this guy like does not have many friends and you start being friends with him, you'll understand why he does not have many friends, honestly. So that's how you can judge people, based on, like, most people don't have friends because people don't like them, honestly. And that makes sense. Except I saw Sadie Crowell's video, her YouTube video. She, like, did not have many friends in high school. But also because you have to put yourself out there, you know. If you're not like that, you don't like putting yourself out there, then obviously that's your personality. You do you. Honestly, do not feel like you're obligated to do anything just because of your age or just because other people are doing this. Just because of other people are doing something does not mean that you have to do it or you should be doing it. Everybody is their own person. And if you feel like you're obligated to do something, then you're not your own person. Then you're not being independent. So honestly, I don't feel this way, but if you feel insecure or anything, because I mean, I guess sometimes when other people are like going out and I'm not, I do feel a little like I feel like I should be going out, but like you just gotta realize that you're your own person. You gotta spend less time worrying about other people's lives, because good for them, but you can focus on your own life. You could hang out with your friends on your own time. Do whatever makes you feel comfortable, but also do whatever makes you feel loved. So if you don't feel loved not going out every weekend, then find a different group or find some, like a hobby. You can meet a lot of people through hobbies and through clubs, and I've noticed that. So just put yourself out there and then you'll feel more comfortable. You just gotta do what's good for you. I'm such a good therapist. Honestly, therapy would be such a good job to go into, but I do feel like it's a little bit of a scam. Okay, honestly, I feel like you can just have a friend and then that could be your therapist. You shouldn't have to buy a friend, you know? I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I think I do give good advice. So if you need advice, come listen to me. Anyways, so upcoming plans. It's almost Friday. I don't know. I don't really have any plans. You know, I don't make plans every single weekend, and I just like it because sometimes I need to be chill. Sometimes I just need a chill, relaxing weekend. I do want to go to the spa, but I also feel like that's a bit of a scam because you're spending $100 for a 30-minute massage where you could get like one of those roller balls and just massage yourself, you know? Also, I realize this, like, you do not have to buy all this expensive, you know, like Stanley's and Lulu. You don't have to buy it just because other people have it, you know? Because personally, I was going to buy Stanley this weekend, and then I realized I already have a ton of water bottles, and I'm not trying to spend $40 on something that I'm probably going to get sick of within the next 3 months, because I get sick of things pretty easily. You know, like necklaces, I have to buy a new Kendra Scott necklace every single month. I have a whole box dedicated to Kendra Scott. I love it. I love every single jewel, and I'm trying to get into the cuff bracelets because I love bracelets and I don't have enough. And that's something that's worth money for me. I feel like I would just be $40 broker with a Stanley and I would not be satisfied, because I know that something else would be trending like next month and I'm gonna want that, you know? Like, what about Hydro Flasks? Oh my god, what happened to Hydro Flasks? Like, that was trending a few years ago. I had mine and then it broke. Same with my Lulu. Guys, I do want a Lulu top, but I feel like people who spend so much money on clothes, like, I feel like you're gonna regret that, because in the end you're gonna grow out of it, and you're then I feel like you're gonna feel guilty for growing out of something you spent so much money on, and then you're gonna be just uncomfortable with your body in general. And that's not something I want to do to myself, you know? I'm trying to have a clear, mentally happy mind. And with clothes, I feel like I'm fine with buying off of Shein. But the quality sometimes is not the best. But at least I'm glad, because I see videos of people saying how they get their swimsuits from Shein. And that's what I do. Because why do swimsuits cost so much? On Shein, they cost $7. In Target, they cost $20 for a top and $20 for a bottom. And don't even get me started on Skims. Although I did see Sabrina Carpenter's Skims promo, and I just love her, okay? Literally, Sabrina Carpenter literally is gorgeous, and she's the type of person to rock anything, okay? Like, literally, she and Tate McRae, I'm trying to get into them. And I noticed, guys, once you start listening to music in, like, I can't listen, okay, guys, I cannot listen to Tate McRae or like Faye Webster. I can't listen to them on my own. Like, I have to be doing stuff. So an easy way to get into an artist, but you don't want to just sit there and listen to music, because I don't. I feel like that's like a little boring, especially with ADHD. I don't know if I have ADHD, but besides that, I feel like it's better to just like do your work, do homework, or like stay, like, be in school and then listen to the singers. That's what I do. That's how I got into Sabrina Carpenter and Faye Webster. Also, guys, should I go to Lollapalooza? Because I have the chance to. It's in August. I have family in Chicago, So I could literally go to Lollapalooza, which I would go like the day SZA's performing, because that's the day that Tate McRae is too, and I love her. She's gorgeous. Why are all these like 20-year-old singers so gorgeous? Like Olivia Rodrigo. And I'm also starting to get back into Olivia Rodrigo, you know? Like, I was kind of a hater at first, just because I felt like she was like, I know that she copied like Paramore's rhythm or something, but I don't know for a fact like the details, so I'm not gonna comment on that. So, but I'm starting to get into Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter. I just love certain trending singers, you know, even the sad girl music, like Lana Del Rey and Faye Webster. I could literally only listen to that in school, but it's such a vibe, especially in the morning and during like math class, because that's the only way I push through. Like, no hate to my math teacher, I love him, but still, that's the only way I push through boring classes, is by listening to music. When like, and it's kind of annoying because these guys, I mean, he's my friend, but like also not like girls. Like with guy friends, I would literally be okay with shutting them out and listening to my music. I wouldn't do that with girls, obviously, but like this guy's like yapping in my ear when I have an AirPod and I'm trying to listen to Faye Webster. Guys, hello. But yeah, so I recommend those singers, by the way, and Claro and Gracie Abrams. Don't even get me started. Don't play with her, because I love her. And she's like my coquette girl. Like, I don't even know if she's that coquette. She's not really Lana Del Rey coded, but kind of a mix of Clara and Lana Del Rey. Anyways, so yeah, I don't know. Maybe I will go to Lollapalooza. I have to decide soon. I would love to go with like one of my friends. So we'll see. You know, that's like during the summer and stuff. I've been seeing all these videos on Coachella, and I want to go to Coachella so bad, guys. But maybe next year, like maybe next spring break, because it's literally during my spring break. But I would go the second weekend, and the second weekend is not as relevant. So we'll just see who's performing, you know, and then we'll decide from there. Okay, guys, but I have to go. I loved updating you guys, and I'm definitely gonna make a new podcast soon. I always say that, and then I wait 2 months. No, but trust, I will. Okay, bye.